Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. There has been a debate here on the peninsula in recent months concerning smoking on the beach. Resort towns up and down the coast have been considering placing some sort of ban on smoking, whether it be just on the beach, or the boardwalk, or in city parks and public areas, or even all of the above. Most recently, the city of Rehoboth Beach has started publicly discussing this issue after a coastal cleanup initiative in that resort picked up more than 7,000 cigarette butts. But is this an issue about the health and wellness of citizens and visitors, or is it an issue where government is taking a step to inhibit people's personal freedoms? Joining me to talk about it is Rehoboth City Commissioner Stan Mills. Stan, thanks so much for being here on Coastal Connection.
You're welcome. Thank you.
When this conversation started in the last few weeks, was it sparked by this cleanup initiative where thousands of cigarette butts were picked up, or was this part of a thing that you were hearing in government where people were wanting this to happen?
Well, we had the American Lung Association representatives come to us and offer some grant opportunities for anti-tobacco initiatives. And with recent initiatives on smoke-free areas in the town of Lewis, north of us, and Bethany Beach, south of us, that appeared to be successful. And being one of those coastal captain cleanups that cleaned up over 4,000 butts on the Lewis Beach, and having also worked at the Rehoboth Beach area where they picked up over 7,000 butts in a one-mile area, I thought that this was a good opportunity to bring this forward and start discussing the issues.
And when you brought this up, I mean, obviously, it's a controversial issue, and there's passionate arguments on both sides of this debate. What are you hearing in the city of Rehoboth? You know, obviously, I know where you stand, but where do some of the other city commissioners stand and some of the townspeople now that this conversation has been started?
Well, let's start with some of the areas we're looking at. And obviously, you can talk about total smoking bans, such as no smoking anywhere, or you can impose restrictions with designated smoking areas as well as non-smoking areas. What we've talked about so far is following or mimicking what some of the other towns up and down the East Coast are doing, and that is looking at possible bans or restrictions in public areas, public parks, children's playgrounds, recreational facilities, and including on the beach and boardwalk area. Some of the commissioners expressed a little concern on how to enforce such a thing without being heavy-handed and turning off the tourist population. That's something, being a resort, certainly we don't want to hurt our tourist population. And also they have voiced that an interest in looking at perhaps total bans in parks and the playgrounds. That makes sense. But they're a little reticent about imposing anything on the beach or boardwalk yet.
Let's talk about, you know, you mentioned Lewis to the north of you and Bethany to the south. Let's talk about what they've kind of put into play a little bit and how much their decisions may affect what maybe Rehoboth does moving forward.
Sure. Lewis is the next town north of us. They actually have some public beach area, about 2 miles of beach area on the Delaware Bay rather than on the Atlantic. They imposed a total smoking ban in their public parks about a year and a half ago. What they have is generally fenced-in areas with designated entries. And at those entries, they have signs that say, "Welcome to our smoke-free area. Smoking is prohibited. Please put out your cigarettes." Then they provide disposal urns there to send a message to people that they're not to enter those parks. In talking with the town managers that this has been implemented for over a year and a half, they said there's been no warnings or fines yet, that it largely seems to be self-policing at this point.
So people are pretty understanding of the initiative.
That's my understanding from the town manager in Lewis. Move south, this is Dewey Beach, but the next below that is Bethany Beach. They implemented smoking restrictions about 2 years ago, so they've gone through two summers of smoking restrictions. What they have done initially in 2009 was a total ban of smoking in the public parks, including the children's playgrounds. And then they have limited restrictions on the beach and boardwalk, no smoking during four summer months. They are currently entertaining amending that ordinance and looking to vote soon on extending that ban year-round on the boardwalk, citing, again, public health concerns, but also that it's growing to be more populated year-round and that maybe they need to entertain that.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, what it costs for, you know, from a government standpoint, as far as cleanup goes. I mean, obviously, you know, if you talk to anybody in the Surf Rider Foundations or environmental groups, other than plastics, cigarette butts are probably one of the top two pollutants or litter on the beach.
Sure.
Talk about how much that costs as far as cleaning that up and perhaps policing and, you know, cleaning up the coast of litter versus what it could cost as far as enforcement, new signs, et cetera, et cetera. You know, are you guys to the point yet where you're weighing the numbers?
Sure.
Or are we still speaking philosophically about this?
No, we're still speaking philosophically at this point. You know, we do have beach cleaners that go on the beach, and we do that regularly. It grooms the beach and pulls out. It does not thoroughly sift the sand. And in fact, the 7,000 cigarette butts we get gathered in one day during coastal cleanup in September this year, is we need to be mindful that that's after we have still been using a regular program of beach cleanup. And so, you know, there is an economic cost to allowing smoking on the beach, if you will. And that is, you know, the direct cost of having to do the cleanup. Unfortunately, we don't have enough labor to go out there daily like coastal cleanup volunteers do and pick up individual cigarette butts.
There's also the impacts on tourism, and opponents of this, you know, kind of move have said that it might turn tourists off from coming. I mean, studies are showing that the population of people in this country that are smoking is dwindling a bit. Does it concern you when you look at states like California that, you know, they've had certain resort areas in California have had bans on smoking for the last 4 or 5 years? And I can't find any reports that say that tourism has been adversely affected by a smoking ban. Have you looked at those same reports? And I guess what are your concerns or some of the other city commissioners' concerns moving forwards on impact of tourism?
Yeah, well, California and Maine seem to be the leaders in smoking bans on their beaches. If you've read the papers in February of this year, New York City became the most aggressive city, in my perspective, for implementing a ban in all 1,700 parks, as well as 14 miles of public beaches. Now, this meant a total ban, is my understanding, whereas Bethany Beach designates primarily most of the majority of the beach as non-smoking, but they have designated areas that they have signs out there that allow smoking in those areas. So in terms of addressing the potential impact on tourists, perhaps a designated smoking areas is much better than a smoking ban. It's town of Bethany Beach, and the Jack Gordon council member recently announced that in his efforts to extend the smoking ban on the boardwalk year-round, announced that he believed that the smoking prohibitions on the beach and the boardwalk were very successful and that people were touting how wonderful it was to go on a smoke-free beach.
As you move forward and everybody's kind of looking at a way to advertise their beach area and their resort, you know, it's kind of like a hip thing to be smoke-free now. I mean, the state of Delaware has been smoke-free in restaurants for almost a decade.
Correct.
You know, and Maryland has been smoke-free in restaurants for almost 5 years. And there was a big pushback when that was being talked about, is, oh, it's going to hurt our business. People aren't going to show up because they like smoking in here. And if you look at it, I mean, there's really no move either way or of adverse effects of banning smoking. Do you think that with beaches it would be very similar to the results of restaurants?
Well, I think, yes, and I think that Bethany Beach perhaps is a good model, especially that are close to us and have the similar tourist population. That again, they tout that there's no harmful effects on tourism. We got to remember also that in the state of Delaware, and including the local surrounding states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, that the smoking adult population varies anywhere from about 15% to 20%. So what does that mean? Oh, less than 2 out of 10 people are smokers. Conversely, that means that 8 or more are non-smokers. And I think that, again, Bethany's a good model that shows perhaps that it is successful and that the non-smokers are appreciative of having an area that they can go to on the beach or boardwalk where they're not assaulted by cigarette smoke.
Right. This past summer, there was kind of a grassroots movement that was started here in Ocean City about this very subject. A gentleman came forward. He did a lot of research and went in front of the mayor and council. They ended up having a public hearing about it. But then the council surprisingly kind of tabled the subject a bit. They did go as far as to kind of write some verbiage into an already in place ordinance that prohibited smoking in city parks. But they kind of stopped there. Did you watch that with any interest, and did you feel like they didn't do enough, perhaps?
I did, and of course I was hopeful that they would pass something to make it a little easier for us to entertain doing something similar. But what I found interesting in Ocean City is that they tabled it, and then talking with their public works manager, apparently he was directed to provide some designated areas. I guess the signs would perhaps say preferred smoking areas. I'm not optimistic that would actually be used or preserve smoke-free areas on the beach for non-smokers to use. It's interesting. I've toured a lot of New Jersey towns. And as I said before, of course, New York City has total prohibitions on smoking on the beach at this time. A lot of the towns in New Jersey that have smoking restrictions allow smoking within designated areas. Some of them actually have bollards on the beach up near the dune area, near the boardwalk area, with rope in between, and you've got one entry to go in there and a little sign there that says, "This is the smoking area," and they've got smoking urns there for disposal. Personally, it's interesting because it looks more like you're corralling them and putting them on display. So I'm not sure I favor that. But other New Jersey towns, as does Bethany, has a sign in the beach area up near the toe of the dune that indicates smoking is allowed within 50 feet of this sign, or they have some kind of distance there. Bethany Beach uses 12-foot within the sign is your designated smoking area. That sounds good. Probably works fine. I think most people would have to stand there and smoke, whereas some of the New Jersey towns I find interesting because they say smoking is allowed within 50 feet. Now, in my mind, that might give some opportunity for families that smoke to actually put their beach blankets on the beach and sit there as a smoking family, if you will, sunbathing on the beach. So there are different methods for designating smoking areas. And again, back to Ocean City, that they are just trying to encourage people, I suppose, to smoke in certain areas. I'm not convinced that'll work, but it certainly sounds like a good experiment.
Would it, from a cleanup perspective, if you had a designated smoking area, even if you corralled it off, how much do you think that would save the city as far as cleanup initiatives?
Well, in terms of economic costs for the city and labor savings, I think it would be absolutely minimal. Why? Because we daily or every other day still run our beach cleaners up and down the beach. We don't put individual workers out there picking up individual butts. So if they have designated areas, they will, I would say, concentrate perhaps more of the cigarette butts and be easier to collect at that point. But I think we have to go beyond that and look at the health effects, and also we have to look at the environmental effects. You know, coastal cleanup is conducted by the OceanConservancy.org. It's a worldwide organization. They've got, I think, 108 or more countries participating in coastal cleanup, and what they find is that 25% of the individual debris picked up and collected and inventoried is cigarette butts and cigar filters. In the United States, unfortunately, over 37% of what's collected during coastal cleanup is cigarette butts. So, you know, we look at that aspect of littering. Also look at the environmental costs. You know, these cigarette butts have toxins in them, and they break open on the beach. They leach into our water and affect the water quality. They also are ingested by fish and animals. So there's a negative aspect there as well.
Does it concern you of any of the opponents kind of speaking out against this, of that whole issue of, you know, government inhibiting people's personal freedoms? Certainly it seems like a rational adult issue. If you want to smoke, here's an area. But for the other people who are saying, I don't want it to change, I understand it's bad for me, but that's my choice. Do you point then to the environment and the people around them as a reason to kind of push this through?
Personally, I look at the health aspects of it and the negative health aspects of it. Certainly people have rights and smokers have rights as well, but I'd almost put more weight on the greater percentage of non-smokers as having rights as well, too, that give them an area on the beach where they can go that they don't have to find smoke. And the only way to do that really is to impose designated smoking areas on the beach.
And certainly, you know, with all these resort towns really pushing their marketing towards attracting families You know, people with little kids, I have little kids myself, and certainly nobody likes to have their beach blanket next to somebody who's chain smoking or even just smoking, period. What do you think the next step is for the city of Rehoboth? I mean, I'm sure there's more deliberation and more debate, but when do you expect kind of a decision?
As of the next meeting in early March, that'll be our third meeting on it. We've had a presentation on it that I put online, or cityofrehoboth.com, ongoing business. There's also supporting documents on there. What we've done is made some presentations, made some general arguments, have not gone into serious debate on the health effects, although we could talk probably hours on that. And the objective was to introduce this, get it online, and then to solicit feedback. We actually, at this point, we've had very little feedback from the business community or the citizenry. A few pieces of feedback we've gotten from the citizenry basically want us to go even further and ban smoking in front of city buildings and stuff. Of course, you know, with the imposition of the smoking ban within buildings and restaurants has pushed a lot of the smokers outside onto our sidewalks. And granted, I think that is a problem and a concern, but I don't know how you resolve that right now. So I'd rather concentrate on some of the other enclosed areas, outdoor areas, such as the playgrounds, children's tot lots, beach and boardwalks, especially from a health impact on children.
I guess some people are looking at this and saying, hey, it's a great idea, but how would this work? You know, is there going to be a cop, you know, basically out there writing citations if somebody lights a cigarette?
Sure.
How would you see it in a perfect world enforcing this?
That's a good question, because obviously in a tourist destination, we don't want to have heavy-handedness. New Jersey, I'm not sure how they do it, but, you know, New Jersey, they sell a lot of beach tags that you need. And to enforce that, they have people walking on the beach regularly, and that probably also enforce the smoking ban up there. Down here, of course, we don't have beach tags, thankfully. But those towns that have the smoking restrictions in place, such as Lewis and Bethany Beach, say they don't have any direct enforcement, that it's largely self-policing. The mayor of Bethany Beach indicated that in the two summers they've only had three warnings. They have given no tickets out, and it's largely self-policing, meaning people on the beach that are getting smoke in their face will just politely walk up to somebody and say, by the way, did you know this is a non-smoking beach that you have to smoke over there? And according to him, he said that people are largely cooperative and say, whoops, and put it out, or they go to the smoking area.
We've been talking with Stan Mills, city commissioner for Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Stan, thanks so much for being here on Coastal Connection.
Thank you for inviting.
You're listening to Coastal Connection on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland.